A landslide temporarily closes Lutac Road, and the Skagway Assembly votes to halt work on the Gateway Project. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories up next. Lutac Road was closed this morning after a large landslide blocked both lanes. No one was injured in the episode, but one Lutac resident says his morning commute was a little scarier than he bargained for. Brad Martin was on his way to work in the dark just before 7 a.m., trying to stay in his own lane in slushy conditions. He saw what he thought was a giant pile of snow in the middle of the road.
Before it dawned on me what it was, I said, but that looks like a tree. And about that time, I tried to slow down and caught a slick spot on the road and slid for about 25 feet and piled right into the side of the big monster mountain of trees. So that kind of jarred me, threw everything on the seat.
Martin ran smack dab into the landslide that blocked Lutac Road for several hours. The pile of trees, rocks, and earth was 15 feet deep and 100 feet long, according to the Department of Transportation. It happened a couple miles past the ferry terminal, about 6 miles from town. A DOT crew had the road cleared within 5 hours, and according to the Haynesboro Police Department, no injuries were reported. Martin says, for him, it was a close call.
Well, it was very disturbing. It startled me extremely. And once the truck stopped, I said, okay, great. I hope I didn't get a tree through the radiator or something.
He backed his truck up, picked some tree limbs out of his grill and fender wells, grabbed his headlamp, and climbed up onto the pile of debris to assess the situation. It's a move he now realizes was extremely dangerous.
And then looked up and I said, this is a whole top of the mountain came down.
He says he saw about 20 or 30 trees, small and large, up to 16 inches in diameter, scattered around in the mud and rocks all the way down to the beach. He says once he realized the severity of the slide, he made his way back to his truck just as another mudslide cut loose.
And then smaller slides started near the cracked rock, and I said, well, this is a bad spot. I'm just getting out of here. And I was still rattled, so I backed up about 100 yards, turned around, and hightailed it back here to the Foltas to give word to the police and the state troopers that they need to get someone out here really quick before someone on the town side drives into it like I did and gets hurt.
Martin says if he had been there just a little bit earlier, he would have been caught in the middle of it. Once he reached a phone, he also called around to residents to warn them of the situation.
In my determination, it's still unstable. I have to go to work tomorrow, but I'm going to be real cautious going through that area. With the rain that we're getting, either side of that gully could give way itself because it's been compromised from way up top.
Matt Boron is the local maintenance foreman for DOT. He says they discovered the slide around 7 a.m. and got to work clearing debris at around 9 a.m.
It was pretty good size. It wasn't really difficult. You know, it took us a little bit of time because we're all geared up for winter, you know, so to switch back to mud is, you know, we have to go get the other equipment out and that kind of stuff. Usually we deal with this stuff in September and October, not December. We didn't find anything buried in there, thankfully, and we're all okay. So, yeah, thankful for that.
Boron and another DOT crew member peeled away at the layers of earth, rocks, and trees with heavy equipment, while the other two local employees were working to keep snow and ice at bay on the Haynes Highway.
I mean, just be careful going out that way because it's still raining, and I'm sure all the slopes are unstable, so just keep your eye out.
Boron adds that he's not as concerned about slides out the Haynes Highway because it's snowing on those slopes, so drivers should still use caution. The Skagway Borough Assembly voted to hit the brakes on the proposed Gateway Project, a plan to clean up contamination and expand the town's port. Skagway Borough Manager Scott Hahn met with officials from White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad recently, and he told the Assembly last week that it doesn't seem like the company will give Skagway access to the tidelands needed to complete the port project. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
What will happen with the Gateway Project has been up in the air since the October election. Skagway voters overwhelmingly rejected a proposed lease with White Pass that would have extended White Pass leasing tidelands from the municipality. In turn, the municipality would have gained site control for the Gateway Project and help paying for it. The current lease between Skagway and White Pass ends in 2023. With the lease extension rejection, municipal officials hoped the company would allow work for the Gateway Project in areas they currently lease, but
it's clear to me that we've got to move on.
That's Han. He says he went into his meeting with White Pass President John Finlayson with a sense of urgency. Skagway has state funding to spend on the Gateway project that expires in about 7 months. There's also long-standing contamination in the ore basin that needs to be cleaned up.
Pretty much by the end of the meeting, I felt like it was a big fog because I really didn't get anything out. And every time I tried to dive into discussing anything, the conversation got kind of switched back to just generic discussions of economics.
K&S could not reach Finlayson for comment by deadline for this story. Han and Mayor Mark Schaefer recommended the municipality stop work on the Gateway project, which is at the 60% design phase with KPFF engineers. Here's Schaefer.
The design was built around a relationship between two users of an area, and we really wouldn't build that design under another scenario.
The assembly voted to halt any further design work for the Gateway project, but to finish the permitting process it's already going through. Chad Gubala is the Gateway project manager. He said the work the municipality has done on the project won't be a waste.
The value that you've gotten out of what you've done with Gateway is huge. I mean, I'm a little bit, personally disappointed that we're not able to actually execute this. However, that said, I think the municipality is in very good shape in having, shovel-ready components ready to go on the shelf.
Gubala says he will take the information collected and make sure it's useful for future renovations or contamination mitigation. The municipality plans to investigate if state funds that were being used for the Gateway project could go toward the small boat harbor instead. Assemblyman Tim Cochran emphasized how vital Skagway's port is to the town's economy. He said, without the revenue that comes from the port, Skagway wouldn't be able to support the expensive quality of life projects that are on the table now, like a new public safety facility and an aquatic wellness center with a pool. That was another theme at the assembly meeting, how to financially support these major projects. Han said if people want these facilities, they have to sacrifice something to pay for them.
I wanted to make you seriously concerned about the fact that we're financially strong, but on the flip side, we have our eyes are bigger than our heads or something.
Resident Tim Borsey also warned against too much spending.
We have to be really careful about where we're going here. It's... I look at this agenda, and it's kind of drunken sailor stuff for me. I mean, it's completely inappropriate, and I would just urge you guys caution on where you're going.
The assembly is considering how to pay for the proposed aquatic wellness center. The group talked about the possibility of a 1% sales tax increase during certain quarters of the year to repay general obligation bonds used to fund the aquatic center and the new public safety facility. Assemblymember Spencer Morgan said the public safety project shouldn't be tacked on to the proposed tax hike. Last year, voters approved a bond for the public safety building, but rejected a sales tax increase that would repay it.
The voters already told us how they felt about that. They did not want a sales tax to pay for that building.
At another assembly meeting this Thursday, there will be a public hearing on whether to raise the sales tax 1% to fund the aquatic center. It would hike the sales tax from 5% to 6% between April and September of 2017. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
For K&S News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.